The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Congratulations, you made it. It is Friday. It's Friday, June the 5th. Glad to have you along this morning on this edition of Talk Back. And it is City Talk, and we are always thrilled to have City Talk because we get the nicest people here in the studio this morning to visit with us. Nick Christensen over there taking your phone calls and producing Talk Back. I'm Peter Christian, and we do have, first of all, Jeannie Miriam, who is one of our favorite people in the world, City of Missoula Communications Director. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning. Thank you.
You bet. How are you doing?
Just perky this morning.
Perky. That's good. All right. Well, that's one. All right. We also have Kalina Pritchard joining us this morning, neighborhood specialist. Good morning, Kalina. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
And Ashley Brittner Wells.
Good morning.
A regular visitor to our show. It's good to have you back again.
Yeah. Feels like clockwork. Every couple weeks. I think I was here just a couple weeks ago, but I think I was on the other station. So hopefully.
That doesn't really count.
That doesn't count. That's right.
Oh.
That's okay. But well, all these stations start with a K, so we're good. All right. Okay, so today we're going to talk about chats in the park. And so let's just, if you don't mind, Ashley, Kalina, just really, really quick to tell us a little, what are chats in the park? And we're going to dive into the meat of that a little later, but just give us the tops of the trees.
Well, City, do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
City Chats in the Parks is a community engagement series that we've been doing. This is our fourth year. And you know, I think we've reached like over 20 parks at this point, which is, or will at the end of this season, which is, you know, reaching every corner of the city.
It's how many parks are there?
Oh, gosh. Putting me on the spot.
66.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Wow. And I brought my
that'll keep you busy.
Statistician. And yeah, it keeps you busy. And one of the cool things about City Chats is that, you know, we do have the opportunity to visit, you know, a third almost of those parks over the last 4 years, which is really cool, in all areas of the city. But it's a way for us to reach residents where they are. So we've been really focusing at the city on innovative ways to reach community members and build community and meet our neighbors and kind of have those one-on-one conversations with people. We try to use all sorts of ways to reach neighbors at the city for outreach and engagement. And this is just one way that we do that. And so it's innovative. It's very low pressure. You can just come and walk up and chat with us one-on-one.
Now, you've been doing this for a while, so yep. I'm sure there's been a little bit of fine-tuning going on over the years, right?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, one of the things that we found has been really successful, and part of the reason that Kalina is here today is to talk about the Neighborhoods program. And we are partnering in June at the two city chats that we're doing with the neighborhood leadership teams, the Rose Park leadership team on June 16th and the Franklin to the Fort leadership team at MRL Park on June 23rd. And that just gives us the opportunity to meet with those residents who are already volunteering on behalf of their neighborhoods and have a really good, you know, finger on the pulse of what that community is concerned with and wants to know about, and also represents the neighborhood on, you know, a month-to-month basis as the leadership team of that neighborhood. And so that's been something that we've kind of found over time. And then Jenny likes to talk about how the community parks, the smaller parks within the neighborhoods, are really the most successful. We've tried to do one, you know, we did one last year at McCormick Park and it was okay, but it was kind of like, you know, those folks are there to go to Currents. They're there to go to the playground. They're kind of not there just like happenstance walking by, walking their dog, walking home from work or whatever. And so we've learned over time what works and what doesn't, and we're still trying to, you know, see what's best.
We're going to come right back. We're just beginning to dive into this. It's City Talk, and again, we have Kalina Pritchard, neighborhood specialist, Ashley Brittner Wells, and Jenny Miriam joining us this morning. We'd love to hear from you as we continue on this morning on TalkBack, right here on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Talkbackers.
High pressure building over the region, giving us a break from the unsettled weather with mostly sunny skies Friday. Temperatures have dropped somewhat in the latest outlook. Still be nice, though, with highs reaching into the 70s. As we're expecting it to be a little windy, valley gusts could be up to about 35 miles per hour and a little higher on the ridge lines. Clouds return Friday night. Saturday looks to be cloudy as well, although sun breaks are possible. By Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers with clouds and a 40% chance of rain on Sunday.
We are back. This is Talk Back. It's the Friday edition of Talk Back. City Talk is underway right now. And we have special guests in the studio from the city of Missoula, Ginny Miriam, Ashley Brittner-Wells, and Kalina Pritchard. And we're talking about what's going on with City Chats in the Park specifically. So let's dive right. By the way, the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment for our guests, we would love to hear from you, especially if you live in any specific neighborhood here in Missoula. Want to find out what's going on? These are the folks who can tell you. 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the actual program. What's going on, when and where, and all those good things.
We have five more dates for City Chats in the Parks this year. The next two are in June, and so the first one is June 16th. They're all on Tuesdays, so Tuesday, June 16th at Rose Park. That will be co-hosted by the Rose Park Neighborhood Leadership Team. And then Tuesday, June 23rd at MRL Park, which is on 2110 South Johnson Street. And that's co-hosted by the Franklin to the Fort Neighborhood Leadership Team.
I would imagine that particular one, the Franklin to the Fort, is significantly different this year since the shelter has been disassembled and I know other things are going on there. So you might want to give an update on that if you have time.
Yeah, I think that's a good point for sure. And in addition to the shelter being closed and it's completely disassembled, if you haven't walked by now,
right.
I mean, that there's a future kind of plan for that site, which will include housing and other amenities that the neighborhood is really interested in. But the Bitterroot Trail is right there. And last year, I don't remember the month, but some lighting was installed on that trail to make it, you know, feel a little bit more welcoming. And folks really do use that for commuting, biking, walking your dog, things like that. And so that extends, I mean, we kind of held like an opening ribbon cutting, so to speak, where a bunch of folks, the mayor led, you know, a bunch of bicyclists down the trail all the way to actually the intersection with the Milwaukee Trail right by our Currents office, right over there by the Paddlehead Stadium. And so the lighting's all the way down, which was really great. And
I understand you have to motor pretty hard to get past the mayor, right?
She's pretty yes. good. She's yeah, absolutely. I would say so. Bicycling in particular. So it was a really cool, fun event. And I think it was sometime in the fall because we had hot chocolate. That's all. Mm-hmm. I can't get too much more specific than that, but it's been super exciting. And so that area, it's really great to have that lighting there to sort of help folks feel a little bit more comfortable going along the trail, no matter what time of day.
All right. I wanted to ask a little bit about awareness of all the parks. I know that you guys and Ginny and your staff and everything do a Herculean effort to let folks know, you know, where the parks are, what's going on. But I'm sure every now and then somebody says, what? There are events at the parks. so how are you getting that, aside from being on this fabulous radio show, how are you getting that message out?
Well, that's one of the benefits of partnering with the neighborhood leadership team,
right.
is through Kalina's program. We have lists of all of the different neighbors that live in those areas that we can email and let them know that it's happening. It's on the front page of our website right now. We send press releases out. We send newsletters out. I have some signs up right now in Rose Park advertising that it'll be happening on the 16th, which is really cool. And then social media as well. We have last month when we had our first event at Anderson Park, we had an event for that, you know, on our City of Missoula Facebook page that you could RSVP to. And so just trying all these different ways to reach folks. Nowadays we have to, it's really important to make sure that we're getting the word out in a bunch of different places without, you know, we can't rely on one or another. We have to sort of cast a wide net. And so online and offline is a really good way for us to do it. And that's part of the reason that we're here today. So thank you for having us.
You bet. So, Kalina, a little bit about what is a neighborhood specialist? What do you do?
Yeah, lots of different things. I mean, so the neighborhoods is a program of the city of Missoula. We have 20 neighborhoods within Missoula city limits. And so each neighborhood has a group of neighbors, about 5 to 7 neighbors, who meet on a regular basis and work on concerns in the neighborhood or projects, and really just act as a representative between neighborhood and the city. So a lot of what they work on is connecting with different neighbors, hosting events that neighborhoods can understand what's going on in the their part of town, and making sure that we can connect them into city programs, and just really building, making sure that they have the knowledge about what's happening in their neighborhood, but then also empowering them to be able to do projects and improve their neighborhood that they see fit.
I'm hoping that all the folks in these various neighborhoods know who their city councilors are, because that's another very important point of contact.
Yeah, absolutely. And the neighborhood teams work really closely with city councilors a lot too. And so we usually like to think of the neighborhood leadership teams as kind of first step of contact for a lot of folks. And so if like someone doesn't really need to or doesn't know how to contact their city councilors or go to city council meetings, or that can sometimes be a little bit intimidating too.
Oh, they can come, they're riveting. I mean, yeah, come on.
Right. But they can come to these neighborhood council meetings, which are just a group of neighbors, usually at like a neighborhood school or someplace within their neighborhood boundary, to just bring up their concern. And then the neighborhood team is what can connect them to their city councilor or specific staff at the city as well.
And that's one of the wonderful, really cool things about being in a neighborhood, mm-hmm. is especially if you just move in, you're a little bit shy, you know, I've got a family on this side and a family on that side and a family across the street, and hopefully eventually you'll all get to know each other. But these neighborhood associations, they actually actively reach out to new people, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I think a big thing about the neighborhood leadership teams is we really, and this is, I was going to mention this with the city chats too, of getting the word out there, is a big piece of it is word of mouth and making sure that the neighbors are kind of their, the leaders in the neighborhood, and they really try to make sure that they're connecting one-on-one. And so whether it's door knocking or greeting people at a bigger event, they host a lot of ice cream socials. And so really trying to make sure that they are kind of the connecting pieces with the neighbors.
Okay. And we're up against another break here coming back in just a minute. Phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment for Kalina or Ashley or Ginny Miriam, Communications Director for the City of Missoula, phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. This is Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
You've just had a...
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Blowing out your birthday candles should be easy, but if you have undiagnosed COPD, you may find yourself short of breath. Early diagnosis and treatment can add years to your life. If you have symptoms like wheezing or chronic cough, talk to your doctor and visit copdfoundation.org today.
Hey, it's the Friday edition of Talk Back, and this first hour, it's City Talk. And we have, of course, Ginny Miriam, the City of Missoula Communications Director, Ashley Brittner-Wells, who's Community Experience Specialist with Parks and Rec, and also joining us, Kalina Pritchard, a Neighborhood Specialist. We're talking about all these wonderful get-togethers at various
places during the summer. So Kalina or Ashley, either one, tell us what's the next one, and as you could go through the schedule for us.
The next City Chats is Tuesday, June 16th at Rose Park, Tuesday, June 23rd at MRL Park, Tuesday, July 7th at Fort Missoula Regional Park, the Bitterroot Shelter, which is over by the pickleball and tennis courts, Tuesday, July 14th at Southside Lions Park, and that which is on 2100 Bow Street. And then Tuesday, September 15th at Kiwanis Park, which is right downtown, kind of across from the library.
Now, what's involved in putting these chats together? Obviously, it isn't just, you know, show up and hang out. I mean, there's a lot of planning that goes into them.
Yeah, that's very true. It is a lot of just reaching out. You know, we have a lot of planning meetings in the winter and spring to talk about what is coming up at the city and what parks we might want to target for events. And so, you know, one reason that we're doing the Kiwanis Park is that we have a big downtown safety, access, and mobility project that is in development, and having some presence at Kiwanis in September will be important for that. We did Anderson Park last week because the Missoula Parking Commission has a new parking plan, and we were out just chatting with folks about that.
May I ask a little bit about, to just stop you right there,
sure.
How did that go? Because I know... at Anderson, when the neighborhoods get together, and they especially talk about parking, that can sometimes be, if you will, a sticky wicket, right?
We do have some sticky wickets in the city, but that's okay. Part of the reason we do this,
right.
So that we can reach people with information, and then answer questions, and then also, you know, take your ideas. And so... Anderson Park was, every year we have our first City Chats in May, and it doesn't matter what the forecast says when we plan it. It doesn't matter what the forecast says the day before. It rains every first City Chats. And so it did rain at Anderson Park, but we had, you know, like 10 or so people show up, which was really awesome. Just people coming by and seeing that we were right there. And we set up kind of right across from Rock and Rudy's, and that I think was helpful because people were just kind of coming in and out, and they're like, oh, I'm going to come over and see what this is about. And so it went okay for the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But part of, like, kind of to your point, I mean, I think it's really important to go out and hear folks' concerns and be able to answer their questions and be able to provide information and be able to introduce ourselves to them. Because I think a lot of times what happens working at any organization nowadays, where, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen online, there's a lot of things that can happen over the phone, but we work for the city and we represent every person that lives in Missoula. And so it's important to us to hear from everyone and kind of get to know people on a level of, okay, this is your question, this is your concern, this is what the neighborhood is concerned about, because the input that we receive, if we're in a planning phase or if we're, you know, updating a program or a policy, you know, it does inform the decisions that we make. And so it's important that we get out and talk to folks, even if it's a sticky wicket, especially when it's a sticky wicket.
I would say. I think it's also really helpful, too, when we have the City Chats in the park, because we have the staff members that are working on these specific projects there. And so instead of, like, you know, a lot of times since I'm out in the neighborhoods a lot, people will ask me specific questions like, what's happening with this or why are we doing this? And I can get them there and that information and answers to that. But what's really great about the City Chats is we have the experts there. Like, we don't have to go digging for the question or the answers. If someone has a question about parking, they can talk to Jody, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's there. She's right there. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what's really helpful about these events is that it feels a lot more efficient, and you get the answers right then and there.
So. Now, this has been going on for a while, these City Chats in the park, right? How long has this been going on?
This is our fourth year.
Okay, all right. And so you I'm sure it's down to a science now as to you know, who you invite. And I'm sure there's a different topic for each get-together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so as you go through the summer, does it kind of gain momentum as it goes, or does it depend on where the meeting's going to be?
It depends on where the meeting is going to be, and Kalina and Melissa, who are the neighborhood specialists, I mean, Kalina's right here, but like, you know, they've done a really good job over the last 4 years to get more and more people involved in the neighborhood program, in the neighborhood leadership team, and just generally involved in their neighborhoods. And so that really benefits City Chats, because then we get to sort of have this built-in audience, as well as the folks that are coming, you know, in and out of the park that day. I'm really excited because every time we go to the Franklin to the Fort neighborhood, that leadership team is phenomenal. They're super involved. They're super engaged. We're so lucky in Missoula that we have such an engaged community. People are super interested in learning about what's going on and also telling us what they think, which is great.
That's a very large area.
It's a large, large area.
Yeah. I would say Franklin of the Fort is probably second largest neighborhood in Missoula.
You bet. So we're coming up against a break. The phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment for Kalina Pritchard, Ashley Brittner-Wells, or Jeannie Miriam, the Communications Director for the City of Missoula, this is City Talk, and we're here to answer your questions, not mine, yours. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. And again, thanks for joining us on this Friday on Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We'll be right back.
High pressure building over the region, giving us a break from the unsettled weather with mostly sunny skies Friday. Temperatures have dropped somewhat in the latest outlook. Still be nice, though, with highs reaching into the 70s. As we're expecting it to be a little windy, valley gusts could be up to about 35 miles per hour and a little higher on the ridge lines. Clouds return Friday night. Saturday looks to be cloudy as well, although sunbreaks are possible. By Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers with clouds and a 40% chance of rain on Sunday.
Life is full of moments, from first steps, first loves, moments that make life special. Now, life can also bring us difficult and disruptive moments like a cancer diagnosis, which is why the groundbreaking work of Stand Up to Cancer is so vital. They know the problem of cancer won't be solved by one doctor, one lab, or one hospital. It takes collaboration. That's why Stand Up to Cancer brings together top minds from different fields to find new and better treatments so patients can thrive. So when it matters, we can all show up for moments of a lifetime. Please join Stand Up to Cancer and Myrtle Beach to help families get back to where they belong, making new memories for years to come. Please go to standuptocancer.org to see how you can join the mission.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and the drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, welcome back. It's a Friday edition of Talk Back. I'm Peter Christian to Questions. It has taken your phone calls this morning. taking your phone calls this morning. we would love to get some phone calls for City Talk here this morning. We have great guests here in the studio to answer your questions. Now, we're talking about the neighborhoods and all the meetings that are going on. But if there's something going on in a person's neighborhood right now that's listening to Talk Back, can they just call and say, hey, this is I've noticed this. I don't understand this. Why is this happening? Can you handle those?
Yes, absolutely. All the time. I think a lot of times I get questions about anything. I've gotten a question about what is this construction project? Mm-hmm. Gotten a question about what's the plan for this park? I've gotten questions about how do I fix a pothole? I mean, truly, it's something that's really, it's in, I think, both Ashley and I's job descriptions is we will connect you to the answer. Mm-hmm. Love doing it.
That's one of the great parts about City Chats and neighborhood councils, really, is being able to connect with an actual person that works at the city. It's not always evident who you should speak to. We do a pretty good job on Engage Missoula or a website, you know, to demonstrate who's in charge of something. But I think it's really important to have that face-to-face connection. And then you go home with our business card. You can put it on your fridge and you can put it in your, you know, kitchen somewhere and just say, you know, oh my gosh, there is this pothole, or why are they digging up my street, or why is there a fence over here now? And so I think it's really cool that, you know, we get to meet you and you get to meet us and then have that connection point.
You mean you guys are actually people?
That's right.
We are.
We love talking to folks. Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, communication is what it's all about. I love that old phrase, what we have here is failure to communicate, right? You don't have that problem.
Yeah, I mean,
well, on occasion about certain projects, people can't get enough information.
We do have a caller on the line, and it is Jerry. Jerry, good morning. You're on Talkback, sir, on City Talk. Go ahead, please.
Well, thank you, and I'd like to say hello to Jeannie. Her and I go back a long time, at least for what we know each other.
Whenever I hear from you, I want to drink coffee at Perkins.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, this is another. You said you answer questions about anything, and yesterday I saw a program on a sister competing station about the city proposing to buy some land, 28 acres of land out by the airport for future Milwaukee. And I know that anytime the city buys land out that far, that the Parks Department ends up taking care of it. So it wasn't very clear what parcels or what they're really talking about buying. And I'm wondering what more information you could give us and what impact that's going to have on maybe city parks trying to take care of land that's quite a ways outside of Missoula.
Right. Jerry, thanks for the call. And so we have about 2 minutes before we have to take a break. So go ahead.
I know. I mean, I've been hearing a little bit about that project. I think it's going to be coming to city council later this month for a decision. I was actually just hearing from a city councilor yesterday about that project, and I don't know the specifics just yet, but I do think that it's mainly kind of something that will connect to building more connecting trails from out by Captain John Mullen, the airport, to our existing trails, and I know that that's something that in that neighborhood specifically, we have had a really hard time getting connected there, and I know that that's a big priority of that neighborhood.
Connectivity is one of the top themes of four big major planning documents that we've adopted at the city over the last few years. We have our land use plan, our parks master plan, community health improvement plan, and our transportation plan. And connectivity is a big, big piece of that. So it is, like Kalina said, a part of connectivity to that area of the city. I wish I knew a little bit more about that project, Jerry, but Zach is our open space and acquisitions manager, and he is the person who presented at council committee this week about that project, and he would be the person to reach out to, or you can reach out to me and I can put you in touch with him.
Okay, how do we contact you?
My phone number is 406-552-6221.
All right, good deal. Well, we're going to come right back. We have another about 18 minutes or so of City Talk. If you have a question, what's going on in the city of Missoula, we have Kalina Pritchard and Ashley Brittner-Wells. Of course, Jenny Miriam is with us as well. The City of Missoula Communications Director, without whom nothing really goes on in this city. So we're going to come right back after this quick timeout. Phone lines are open at 721-1290. We'd love to hear from you here on Talkback on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
I think Ashley's over there.
Don't be fooled.
75 years of research.
75 years of policy.
75 years of opportunity.
75 years of freedom.
This is 75 years of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Join us at mda75.org.
We're back on Talk Back, and 721-1290 is our number, 406-721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. And we would love to hear from you if you've got a question for our guests. Ashley Brittner-Wells joining us here, the community experience specialist with Parks and Rec. Jenny Miriam also joining us, and Kalina Pritchard is neighborhood specialist. So wherever you might be living in Missoula right now, these very knowledgeable ladies can tell you exactly what's going on. So if you have a question, give us a call at 406-721-1290. And Ed is standing by. Ed, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yes. The last time somebody from Parks was on, I don't know if it was these folks or not, I brought up a trail out of the Wapakia area. If you go to the Wapakia Park, climb up the hill, you'll hit an abandoned irrigation ditch, big one, and you used to be able to walk along towards the east and hit Hillview Way and then come back to the park or to our house. And I asked about it, and you folks didn't hear hadn't heard about that before, but on some maps there's a dashed line, dot, 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 for a trail, and it's locked, and you can't use that anymore. So instead of going out to Frenchtown or wherever, why don't you do that? Why don't you go to Wapakia Park, climb up to the ditch, head east till you hit Hillview Way, and see what the city could do there for a trail.
All right. Thanks for the call. Okay. Go ahead, ladies, please.
Yeah, I think that's a really good, this is a really good example of, I told Ed to call in and ask that, I'm just kidding. But this is such a good example of why we come on City Talk, because then we get these issues that are going on within your neighborhood, and I can go back and ask about that and follow up and see, you know, why that might be. And then next time I'm on the radio, I'll have that answer, or Ed can call me, 552-6221, and we can get in touch, and I can follow up with an answer for him. So I think that's a really great example of this talk show being important, and then stuff like City Chats, really getting that one-on-one connection so that then I can go find out more information and follow up with you about what the situation is.
You bet. And we have Rob waiting on a car phone. So Rob, go ahead. You're on with Kalina and Ashley. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Kalina and Ashley. Happy Friday. It's a beautiful Friday morning in Missoula. And I have been recently thinking a lot about block parties. I grew up and am from Chicago, and block parties are just one of the best parts of summer. And I've not seen any block parties that happen in Missoula. And what is the protocol? What are the steps to take to get permission or permits to host and put on a block party?
We're glad you asked that question.
Awesome. Yeah. No, thanks so much, Rob. Yeah. So block parties are, I fully agree with you, one of the best things. Especially within a neighborhood. I know Franklin of the Fort has hosted a couple the past couple years, but they do it around a park, the Franklin Park, and kind of do residential streets. But I've been seeing the neighborhoods want to do more and more of those. And so I know that actually we just had one in the downtown area. And then the north side, west side is actually going to be hosting one in July as well. But I love the idea of more block parties. And what you would do is there's actually some specific pages on the City of Missoula website where it says, how do I plan a block party? And there's a block party permit that you can do, and it kind of takes you through those steps. But then there's also street closures, and it's maybe a little bit involved, but truly is not too bad to get it through. And so if you're ever interested in wanting to kind of have a one-on-one conversation and get some more information, I think it's also... feel free to reach out to me. My phone number is also 406-552-6081. But also feel free to go to your neighborhood council leadership team. I bet they would love to help you.
And if you live in the city, you have a city councilor.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Does that help you? Okay. Thank you so much for the call. All right. So now once we get a hold of our city councilor and we start making all these plans, what happens from that point on? Obviously, they get in touch with you guys and begin to work all this out so that we can just all get together and have a great time.
Yeah. I mean, usually what they'll do is get the permits going, make sure that they can have the space set up, and then you work with different organizations or city departments that you want to have there, or food. And I mean, it's kind of snowballs. And I think for resources, we're always here to help, or the neighborhood leadership teams.
We are flat out of time. Ladies, thank you so much for spending this time with us. We appreciate it. City Talk's always a great time with you and Ginny. And we appreciate Kalina and Ashley and Ginny being with us this morning. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great weekend. We're going to come right back. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
You still have a minute.
Oh, we still have a minute. Okay. So,
sorry about that.
Tell us again where the latest, the next party is.
The next City Chats in the Park is Tuesday, June 16th at Rose Park. It's co-hosted by the Rose Park Neighborhood Leadership Team. We also have one on Tuesday, June 23rd at MRL Park, and that's co-hosted by the Franklin of the Fort leadership team. And that leadership team is providing free ice cream for
50 folks. Yeah.
So come down.
It'll
to
be a
MRL.
Party.
We like that.
Yeah.
Parties are good. And especially if they're homegrown, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You bet. And it is always a pleasure to have City Talk on. And Ginny, thanks for bringing all these wonderful guests to us. We appreciate it. And that's one of the things that we do here is getting folks together. And we appreciate, again, Ashley Brittner-Wells and Kalina Pritchard, who's the neighborhood specialist. Ashley, of course, community experience specialist with Parks and Rec, and that is a big business card. So
that is a big business card. Yeah. I need a couple more last names, and then it'll be the longest in the city.
--. Yeah. All right. Well, again, thank you so much, ladies. We appreciate it. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking with the folks from the City of Missoula about this the crime report. And we get that every week, every Friday, right here on Talkback. So we're going to come right back after this quick timeout. Our phone number, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
You've just had a...
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air we were breathing was dangerous. Veterans like us are now eligible for new VA care and benefits based on when and where we served. Apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this Friday, June 5th edition of TalkBack. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning and producing TalkBack. And this is the time of day on Friday when we always reach out to get the crime report. Mac Bloom is joining us this morning, a chief deputy county attorney for Missoula County. And Mac, good morning, sir, and welcome.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Nick. Happy Friday to you guys and happy Friday to the listeners. I was just talking to Nick before we get on here. It was a really quiet week for us. We ended up charging 11 felonies this week. We charged 3 violent crimes, 4 endangerment crimes, 3 property crimes, and 1 drug crime for a total of 11. I guess of interest this week, we had kind of a scary high-speed pursuit earlier in the week that resulted in a lot of motorists on the road having to take evasive maneuvers, and then an officer was actually injured in a crash as a result of that pursuit. We never like to see those, obviously. Anytime you've got a high-speed chase, law enforcement's always trying to balance the need to stop the individual with risk to the public from the pursuit. I guess I would just say to the listeners now, now that the weather's starting to get nice and there's more foot traffic on the roads, and the, you know, bike traffic, to just be really careful when you're crossing the street. You know, make sure that there are drivers that are stopping and noticing you. I always tell people to kind of make eye contact with the driver, at least wave to them when you're crossing the street to make sure that they've stopped. We've had, just over the last couple of months, kind of anecdotally, we've had quite a few vehicle pedestrian collisions for various reasons. Sometimes the driver's impaired. Sometimes the pedestrian is not at a crosswalk and thinks they're safe to cross and just kind of walks out into the street. So just a lot of dangerous stuff between vehicles and pedestrians. We had a few weeks back, we had a person get hit on a scooter on the sidewalk by a driver. So just be careful out there when you're crossing the street and on the sidewalks. Make sure you're keeping your head on a swivel and making eye contact with these drivers.
I know there was a case this week, Mac, where an individual crashed into multiple parked cars, and it was during his 5th DUI arrest. How does your office handle kind of cases like that where it's not a first or second time, but you have a repeat offender and they're being, you know, obviously extremely dangerous on our roadways?
Yeah, so unfortunately that happens a lot. We see a lot of these DUI offenders on their 5th, 6th, 7th DUIs. Our office is committed to taking those offenses very seriously. We always charge them quickly, and we ask for a high bail to try to keep them in custody. And then even if they post bail, we put them on a 24/7 alcohol monitor to make sure that if there's any drinking events, we know about it immediately and can get a warrant and get them back in custody. It's a huge, obviously a huge problem that's plagued Montana for a very long time. The DUI statistics for our state are not in our favor, so we're trying to impose stiff penalties, make sure that we put an end to these repeat offenders, because it's a big problem and it puts the entire, you know, the entire community at risk. We've seen, I mean, this year already, we've seen multiple instances of wrong-way drivers on the interstate. A little while back, we had a police officer trying to lay down spike strips on the interstate for a wrong-way driver, and that wrong-way driver hit the police car head-on. There's been all kinds of stuff like that. So we just are committed to trying to impose high bail in those situations to keep these people off the road.
I know there was another case this week where someone woke up to a stranger breaking into their home, but actually left his door unlocked, and then that was a situation where the individual was charged with felony burglary. But can you talk a little bit about the community maybe keeping their doors locked or car doors locked to prevent thefts, things like that? Because it's Missoula's not kind of how it used to be maybe 15-20 years ago.
No, you're absolutely right, Nick. I mean, I know, you know, when I was a kid, you could just leave your house, leave the door unlocked, leave your car unlocked, not really have to worry about it too much. But unfortunately, that's kind of changed. I always tell people, especially with their cars, don't leave valuables in your car. Don't leave firearms in your car. Lock it up. Don't leave the keys in the ignition or leave the keys sitting in the cup holder. We see people kind of looking for that and taking advantage when they find keys and take in the car. We had a couple of vehicle thefts this week from circumstances like that. And then as far as your home, absolutely right. I mean, a lot of people keep their most valuable stuff in their home. Criminals know that. They will go around and check doors during the day when people are at work, or if they, you know, someone's built a case a house and when people leave to go on vacation and they see that the lights have been off for 2 days, they'll try to take that opportunity. So it's just really important to lock your doors and keep your belongings safe. I guess I would say, too, if you're going out of town on vacation, consider leaving a few lights on. I always leave my lights on in the living room or in a bedroom just so it, you know, it appears that there's someone there. These criminals will go to great lengths to case out houses and see when people leave for extended periods of time.
And this is where your neighbors can help. If you know you're going on vacation, let your neighbors know, and they can keep an eye on things for you.
Yeah, that's really good advice, too, Peter. Okay. I mean, all yeah, right. your friends and neighbors can help out with that a lot.
Mac, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, sir. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it, and you have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks a lot, and have a good weekend to all the listeners as well.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We're coming up against a break, and we have open phones coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. So if you have something you want to talk about, this is your opportunity. So if you want to get in the queue, you call us before the hour even starts. 406-721-1290 is our number. 1-800-568-5309. And we really appreciate your listening to Talk Back right here on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Coming right back after the top of the hour.
Views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along. Hour number two of TalkBack on this Friday, June the 5th. And it is open phones, and folks are already taking advantage. They've been lining up since the top of the hour. So let's get Steve on. Steve, you're up first. Go on. What's on your mind, sir? Please go ahead.
Oh, it's your favorite caller, Peter.
Yes, sir.
It's Steve. Yeah. Hey, Peter, just curious. Is City Talk, is that distributed statewide, or do the other stations that carry your show during the week black that out, given that it's specific to Missoula?
So I can answer that. We moved the show to 8 a.m. because more of our statewide audience is in the 9 o'clock hour, but we do have some of our audience that carries the show from 8 to 10. And so yeah, and I think I mentioned before, I don't know if you heard, Steve, but we're also working on getting in touch with other communications directors from some of our affiliates. Oh, awesome. And trying to have like a City Talk Bozeman or City Talk Billings.
Sorry to interrupt you, Nick. I apologize. Yeah, that would be great. That was going to be my suggestion because, frankly, I mean, most of the state laughs at Missoula given the ludicrous liberal policies and the amount of property tax that we spend our money on. Peter, you rail against, well, rail isn't the right word. You complain against property taxes being high. But, for example, in that last segment, and I apologize, I can't remember the young lady's title, but it was something like recreational engagement specialist or something like that.
Yes.
Parks
and Recreation has a number of employees, and many of them have titles, and some of them have people that work underneath them, and it's a very robust organization.
Yeah, but Peter, okay. Sorry, sometimes I'm just astounded. But, you know, listen, if we're concerned about our property taxes being as high as they are, which are the highest in the state, by the way.
Right.
And we also know that Parks and Rec, I believe it's the second largest segment of our property tax bills. If we don't at the same time cheerlead for these people when they come on your show and ask them critical questions about why is a engagement recreation specialist needed? It's important to ask those questions because that young lady, and I'm sure she's a very great person and I wish her all the best, but with benefits, she's probably about $100,000 to $120,000 of property tax expenditure. And then you multiply that across Parks and Rec and other departments, and you can understand why Missoula's property taxes is forcing out the people that listen to your show, quite frankly, out of the city because they're making difficult decisions between, like, do I choose healthcare this year or do I pay rent to the city in the form of property taxes? Do I not buy my, you know, grandkids the presents I want to buy them for Christmas because I got, you know, a 25% increase in my property tax bill this year, right? So I appreciate what you guys do here, and I'm excited that Nick said they'll bring other communities on, because I think there's a lot that your listeners could learn from other municipalities that don't have this problem, that don't have the problem of zombies walking up and down the street on Broadway openly doing fentanyl and causing police and fire to constantly have to respond there, right? You had the and Nick, you know, I feel bad for your generation, man. You talked about to Matt or Mac Brown or whatever his name was, the county attorney about
Mac Bloom, yeah. Who's a very good guy, by
Mac
the way.
Bloom.
Yeah.
I'm sure all these people are good guys, Peter, right? But we're losing sight of quality of life.
I got to put you on hold. We're up. We have a hard break coming up.
We have a
right
hard break
now.
Coming up in 10 seconds. So thank you for the call. We're going to come right back. 721-1290 is our number. Talk back will resume of the Montana Talks Radio Network when we return after this quick timeout. So please stay with us. We'll be right back. Okay, it's time to...
High pressure building over the region, giving us a break from the unsettled weather with mostly sunny skies Friday. Temperatures have dropped somewhat in the latest outlook. Still be nice, though, with highs reaching into the 70s. As we're expecting it to be a little windy, valley gusts could be up to about 35 miles per hour and a little higher on the ridge lines. Clouds return Friday night. Saturday looks to be cloudy as well, although sunbreaks are possible. By Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers with clouds and a 40% chance of rain on Sunday.
Welcome back to Talk Back on this Friday, June the 5th. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen over there, producing Talk Back. And we have
Steve wrap it up real
Steve,
quick.
Steve, yep. Wrap up your comments quickly, please. Go ahead.
Sure, Peter. And I would thank you and Nick for keeping me on. Usually you guys hang up on me, so I appreciate the conversation. I think it's very positive and one that needs to happen on this station, quite frankly. But, you know, Nick mentioned, hey, you know, Missoula isn't what it was 10, 15 years ago when he was talking to Mac. And that's sad, frankly, you know, but, you know, a large part of that, Peter, comes from the people that we attract to live in this community who bring their values here. People that are willing to spend immense amounts on property taxes and recreational engagement specialists because they can afford it. Those people also vote typically very liberally. And they bring their values to this community, which if you compare it to other places like Bozeman, Kalispell, other municipalities around the state, they don't have the same problems that Missoula has. Bozeman has to some degree, but they've done positive things like outlaw all street camping, citywide camping. We still have camping in our parks. You have to move your tent every day, but you're allowed to camp. We have street parking. You can get a permit to camp and leave your trash all over the place and stuff like that. And it's just a shame. I mean, you just have to drive up Broadway, up and down Broadway, land in the airport or drive around Broadway and just see the filth, the degradation that's caused by county attorneys, judges, and the voters not holding people accountable, right, to their sixth DUI. He talked about high bail. We should be talking about high jail time. So anyway, I feel bad for you, Nick. I live down the Bitterroot and I keep my doors wide open. I leave my keys in my truck at all times. I don't lose them. But, you know, we should expect more and demand more. And I think Missoula could learn a lot from other communities. I look forward to hearing other municipalities on City Talk. Thank you for that.
I kind of wish you lived in Missoula. You could run for office and maybe change things. But thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Harry is up next. Harry, good morning, sir. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. Yeah, first, just a comment on Steve. I mean, I guess it shows what you see what you want to see, because I was born here in Missoula. I grew up here. I've been, you know, here most of my life. And Missoula's no hellhole. There's some homeless people. There's some, you know, troubled people here. But it sounds like it's, you know, the night of the living dead here. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, what I wanted to call about a couple other things. Earlier this week, we talked to Aaron Flint, and I asked him a question. And obviously, he's been around a politician a while, so because he knows how to not answer a question. I mean, it reminds me of Charles Durning in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, where he used do a little sidestep.
Right. It's a great song, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great show and great little song and dance routine. But anyway, I asked him, anything in the first term or second term of Trump that he would vote against or disagree with, and well, of course, he wouldn't answer that. And I don't blame him though, because in the Republican Party, there's a certain section that are the Trump cult, and if you say anything against Trump at all, you're bad. You're a traitor. You're the worst ever. And if more likely though is that Aaron is more or less was in his talk show a mouthpiece for the Republican Party, and he probably pretty much agrees with everything Trump does. But you can't say that either, because that sounds like you're just a puppet. And so, and he's still running, so you got to wait until you're a senator, a congressman, before you can just, fall in line like that. But anyway, earlier this week, we talked with Rob Nadelson about, Trump shaking his fist at the guy, and I said it was stupid. And he said, oh, no, it's leadership. But, a leadership, if you're in a foxhole and you're getting shot at, you don't stand up and shake your fist at the guy. That's not leadership. That's just stupid. You know, if you're going to be a leader, you grab your gun and you go and charge off and attack him. And Trump, he just, I don't know if he was trying to prove he's tough or he's brave or whatever, but I think Jeff tried to equate them to the guys who went into the towers, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's almost a denigration to the people, the real heroes, the firemen, the policemen that do run towards danger. They're not trying to prove how tough they are. They're doing their job. They're trying to save other people's lives. So it's, that's not even a close denigration. And one more thing, people talk about how Trump has survived 3 assassination attempts as if he's done anything. I mean, first guy missed, and the second two, Secret Service did their job. It's not like it was anything that he did that, it's like me saying, well, I've been on a plane and I've never been in a plane wreck. Well, I'm not a pilot. So, I mean, it's like, ain't nothing on me. And it's nothing on Trump that he survived these attacks. I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, so big deal. I mean, Harry? Teddy Roosevelt got shot, but he survived it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right, Susan's up next. Susan, good morning. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Are we talking to me?
Hi, Susan, you're on. Go ahead, please.
I think the name of the guy was Ed, who called in. I agree with him. I am looking forward to having guests from other cities, because I'd like to hear what other parts of Montana do.
So would we.
Rather than just move. Yeah. So I'm hoping, do we have any, I'm assuming that they have similar groups that can come on from Billings and Bozeman and Butte and all the other places, because that's what I was looking forward to, because that's what they did. And with the previous show, they had people from all over the state. And I really feel it's important to have Missoulians hear that there is sanity out there in Montana. And I agree that we have way too many parks. We have much too much emphasis on recreation. I think when taxpayers in Missoula look at their tax bill, it's mainly public schools and parks. And I would contend that we need to focus on firefighting and roads and sewers and all the boring stuff that I think government should take care of.
Susan, we are up against. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We're up against a hard break. We're going to be right back. And we have a Frank, Jeff, and Mark and Perry all waiting to visit on Open Phones on TalkBack. We'll be back with more right after this quick timeout on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A new economic report highlights a major long-term shift in how Montana residents are earning their income.
with investments increasingly outpacing traditional wages. According to the state's Legislative Fiscal Division's chart of the week, wages still make up the largest slice of the pie, accounting for nearly 48% of all personal income last year. However, that's a significant drop from 1980, when wages made up nearly 59% of the state's income. In contrast, investment income from dividends, interest, and rent skyrocketed nearly a quarter of all Montana income in 2025, well above the national average of roughly 19%. State analysts note that transfer receipts, including Social Security and public assistance, have also steadily grown to represent nearly a fifth of the state's total economic picture. A lot of us have spent the past couple of years grumbling about our electric bills, which seem to have been climbing steadily since the pandemic. Nick Northern looked into it and found the price hikes are actually among the highest in the entire country.
Rising utility costs are becoming a significant concern for households across America, with Montana experiencing notable increases in electricity prices. New data reveals that electricity prices in Montana have surged by double digits year over year, placing the state among the top 10 in the country for energy price hikes. As electricity demand continues to escalate, partly due to the expansion of data centers, there are fears that these utility costs could further rise. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
A new federal judge headed to the bench in Montana in a 52-46 vote this week. The U.S. Senate confirming 34-year-old Katie Lane to a lifetime appointment as a federal district court judge in Billings, with a vote falling strictly along party lines. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
Every act of change begins with a neighbor. With someone saying,
"We take care of each other here."
In food banks and food pantries, neighbors pack fresh food and dignity into every box, moving food from farms to families through Feeding America's nationwide network. So when that box reaches a home, it carries more than food. It carries a promise that together we can end hunger. Feeding America, led by neighbors. Take action to end hunger now at feedingamerica.org.
When faced with complex challenges, there are people who come together to solve problems and transform lives. That's us. We are Rotary. We work with community partners to build green spaces for all to connect with nature and each other. We support local youth through mentorship and literacy programs. We're committed to causes that improve lives everywhere. Learn more at rotary.org/action.
Hey, we're back. This is Talk Back for this Friday, June 5th. Now let's jump right back in for open phones. Frank's been waiting. Frank, good morning, sir. You're on Talk Back. What's on your mind, please?
Oh, hi. I wanted to talk about noise pollution in urban cities, especially Missoula.
Okay.
When you got the loud railroad noise, and just deafening going through the city. But it's a phenomena that... Actually, every city in the United States has an urban problem of too loud cars just rumbling down the streets, mufflers off, and
Nick, there are laws about like having extra loud mufflers. Can police pull people over if they're too loud?
I'm not sure how that. Well, I'm not sure that situation, yeah, to be honest.
Hmm. Okay, I was just wondering.
But it does cause a rise in aggression psychologically. There's sort of studies on this, and where most of the violence in the inner cities is caused by excess decibels. You know, they should be actually pulling people over for too much loudness coming off their vehicles. You know, it just makes more sense.
Well, if you get a ticket that costs enough, you know, if it really affects you financially, you might want to actually change the way your vehicle sounds.
Exactly.
All right.
And normal people turn more aggressive, but once when they're exposed to it too much, it's just the best place to live probably somewhere not close to a railroad tracks in another city, you know, a small village or something, and just to, instead of trying to retire into a large city, you know, you're just a product of confusion and, you know, catastrophe.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Jeff is up next. Jeff, it's open phone, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Peter. Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Montana. An earlier caller was talking about the way you run your show. And I know you've discussed this before, but I think maybe for the statewide audience, they need some clarification, because I think folks, when they hear talk show, expect that you're going to be a Sean Hannity or a Vince Colonnais or a Rush Limbaugh or something like that. And as you have set up the show, Peter, you and Nick, over the years, it's not that kind of a talk show.
Yeah, it's listener. It's caller oriented. So
the way we like to describe it, and I know I kind of mentioned that when we first started taking over, is because we are very different than Aaron's show, is we provide a platform really for you guys to talk to a variety of guests around the state and different topics. And then the show is not about Peter. The show is not about me. It's, you know, when we do open phones too, when we don't have a guest, again, we want to hear from you. We want to hear the beauty of being statewide now, which we are so excited about, is being able to hear from like a Perry who's on hold, you know, from Billings and other places, and getting to hear from around the state. And I know that this last month or so, we had a lot of political candidates on, because equal time rules state that, you know, if we have someone on, we got to be able to have their other person on. And so usually, you know, May is always pretty busy for us with that. But like I kind of mentioned to Steve when he called earlier, I am actively working with Jenny, who is obviously here at 8 o'clock, to talk with other communications directors across the state and try to set up like a City Talk Billings, Bozeman, potentially Great Falls. I mean, maybe not a monthly update, but we'll see. I mean, they obviously have to be willing and able to come on the show, but we want to hear from a bunch of communities, not just Missoula. So, yeah. So thanks for teeing that up, Jeff. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you said exactly what I was trying to say. Because not so much you, Nick, because you've only been on the show for, what, 6 years?
Yeah, seven, eight. I lost count.
Yeah. Long time.
Yeah, but Peter, as the one who does most of the talking, has made it abundantly clear that he is a conservative Christian at heart. You know, as one example, you say this all the time, Peter, that you have never voted for a tax increase in the city or county of Missoula.
And I never will.
And, yeah. And so
let me ask you, why would anybody vote to raise their own taxes? And unless there was some really pressing need that was causing, you know, grief and despair everywhere, why would you vote to raise your own taxes? It doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, who am I?
Well, I did this spring for one particular reason, and that was rural fire up here in Lake County, even more so than Missoula County. Rural fire plays a critical part in defending folks' home.
Right.
And so they asked for a increase that was going to be like $6.73 on every $100,000 worth of property value. And I voluntarily donate money to them every year anyway. And I thought, these are folks, volunteers, who put their lives on the line for me, and they're asking for better equipment. And who am I to say no, protect me without me having any financial interest in it? So that's the one time I have voted for an increase. I didn't vote for any of the school bonds that were going on up here because
Hey Jeff, we're up against a hard break. Did you want to hang on and finish your thought when we come back?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
We're going to come right back. And by the way, we have Mark, Perry, and Dave, and a couple other phone lines open if you have a question or a comment on TalkBack. It's open phones from now until 10 o'clock. Give us a call, 406-721-1290. We're coming right back after this timeout.
Life is full of moments, from first steps First loves, moments that make life special. A life can also bring us difficult and disruptive moments like a cancer diagnosis, which is why the groundbreaking work of Stand Up to Cancer is so vital. They know the problem of cancer won't be solved by one doctor, one lab, or one hospital. It takes collaboration. That's why Stand Up to Cancer brings together top minds from different fields to find new and better treatments so patients can thrive. So when it matters, we can all show up for moments of a lifetime. Please join Stand Up to Cancer and Myrtle Beach to help families get back to where they belong, making new memories for years to come. Please go to standuptocancer.org to see how you can join the mission.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and the drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
And we are back on TalkBack. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. I'm Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls, and looks like we lost our caller.
No, we still got Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, go ahead. You're on. Please go ahead. We had to cut you off there. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
That's fine. On the Rush Limbaugh show, it used to be considered a point of honor. Rush asked people to hang over for the next segment, so I feel honored.
There you go.
I just wanted to finish up by saying, folks who haven't listened to the show for a long time don't know the evolution, how long it has taken for you to get folks from the city and the county on. I remember John Engen had a particular animus against the show because of the previous producer. And so you could never get folks from the city. And over the last 7 years, you've worked really hard, and that's why they're there. And I just want people to have a little bit of patience. And as Nick works with the other cities, because they have no idea what's going on. You're hitting them cold and going, hey, you want to come on the radio? Why would I want to do that? So you have to convince them. And again, having Jenny reach out, I think, is going to be a good idea. And I look forward to the evolution. And Nick, I consider your primary job, besides producing the show, it's keeping track of the septuagenarian there nesting next to you and making sure he doesn't get lost in his rambling. So I'll just end with get off my lawn.
I love it. Thanks, Jeff.
Get off my lawn, Doug Nunnett. All right, thanks for the call. I'm channeling Joe Biden. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Perry's on the line next. Perry, good morning, sir. What's up?
Well, good morning. I just wanted to say bravo to Steve before for pointing out the obvious with the Missoula is an outlier in Montana. It's not Montana. Ronan, Great Falls, Glendive, Miles City, Billings. I'm in Columbus. You know, we do laugh at Missoula, and you guys have done this to yourselves. And, you know, I got to say I'll leave that at where it is, but Harry, you frequent daily caller Harry, I would just say, you know, you accuse Republicans of all belonging to a, conservatives of all belonging to a cult. Well, you know, I guess I would place you in the Orange Man Bad cult. There's nothing he can do. Nothing. He could save the world and cure cancer on the same day, and you'd still be trying to stick a knife in him. So to you and to all of those like you who can't see anything except what you're told on CNN or MSDNC, I say get a grip, drink wake up and smell the coffee. This is the real world that we live in. You live in Missoula for your whole life, you said, and you don't see anything that's gone sour in that town. Well, it's to me kind of like the frog in the hot water pot treatment, where you don't see it because it's come on you a little bit at a time. Where in Columbus, we know exactly what to do with that kind of a situation, and we would not put up with it for 1 minute, let alone years.
Would you be so kind as to just real quickly give us a thumbnail sketch of Columbus?
Columbus is about 2,500 people and surrounding population in a rural county that is very conservative, and yet we still have a big heart for people who need help. But it's not, the answer is never the government. It's churches, it's family, it's friends. That's where solutions are made, not by increasing taxes and raising the level of government oversight.
Now, I note that you're the county seat of Stillwater County. That's something to be proud of.
Well, it is. We love it here, and we want to make sure that everybody knows your audience. You want to keep your audience. We want you to be a little bit less Missoula-centric and include the politics and the values of the entire state of Montana, not just Missoula.
Well, if I could encourage you, if you could contact the leaders of your county or city and have given Nick a call, we'd love to have them on to talk about what's going on in your part of the state.
Well, the leaders of Columbus and Stillwater County most certainly know who I am. And some of them really appreciate me and some not so much.
Okay.
But that's not going to change the way I approach things. I'm a conservative. I make no apologies for it. And I love to have back and forth with people like Harry, because they never have an argument except to attack you. And I want to talk about logic and real results, and all they ever want to talk about is Orange Man Bad.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it, and we hope to get lots more folks like you giving us a call throughout the state of Montana, since we are statewide now here on TalkBack, and we appreciate every single one who's turning on the radio. Hey, what's this cool show? So our number is 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We're coming right back right after this.
Severe flooding leaves cars unsafe to drive, and some vehicles end up for sale with no indication they were in a flood. Use NICB's free online VIN check service to help ensure a car is in its promised condition. To report fraud, contact NICB at reportinsurancefraud.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
We're back on TalkBack, and it is open phones for another 18 minutes or so. So let's get Dave on. Dave, thanks for holding through the break, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yes, first about Steve. You know, he was complaining nonstop about city property taxes. I'm not sure, but I don't think he pays any city property taxes. So I don't know why he's griping about it. But, you know, about facts, I've spent 40 years running boilers. Running gas boilers, hog fuel boilers, and I know a lot of people in the coal industry who fire coal-fired power plants. And fact of the matter is, there's no such thing as clean coal. When Donald Trump says clean coal, he is not telling the truth. And he wants to spend $700 million, $700 million to subsidize coal. Now, I have nothing wrong with coal. He is going to do that, and he also wants to spend $2 billion to stop power plants in the ocean, wind power plants. And so, I mean, these are the facts, and you can question them if you want, but that's why he wants to spend his money, or our money, for that matter. And clean coal is a false statement.
So you're saying clean coal is what's called an oxymoron, right?
Right, exactly. There's a lot of slag. They have piles and piles of slag from it. It's like burning dirt. It's really difficult to burn in the boiler. It wears out the tubes really fast. It's a high process to burn coal. And I'm not against coal. I'm just saying that clean coal is false. And I appreciate if people stop saying it.
So do you think coal really does play a part in what the politicians call an all of the above energy policy?
Oh, yes. We especially when it comes to making steel. Coal-fired plants with coke, it's used for making steel, so it is an important part of the process. But to spend money to prevent other companies who want to build wind power generators in the ocean, in my view, is a waste. Let the companies build them. There's no reason why. If they want to spend their money and invest in it, why are we trying to stop them?
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. 72. By the way, all the phone lines are clear now. If you have a question or a comment, something going on TalkBack this morning, we have another 15 minutes. We'd love to get your point of view on whatever it is you'd like to talk about at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Nick?
Sure, I can cover something. Denny, our coworker here, did a story this week that was fairly interesting. So in lieu of calls, I'll kind of mention that. Thanks to another help from a concerned citizen, a Montana hunter got hit with a big fine and lost privileges. Montana FWP told us that a Ponderick County man has been sentenced to fines and license revocation for poaching a trophy white-tailed buck in 2025. Tony Zimbelman, I believe is how you say his last name.
Okay, all right.
He had initially claimed to have shot the deer with archery equipment during archery season, but acting on a tip from a concerned citizen, Montana game wardens contacted him, and he eventually admitted to shooting the deer with a rifle on the day before the archery season opened in September of 2025. And the deer was a large buck with a Boone and Crockett score of 182, an exceptionally large world-class white-tailed deer. And in March of this year, he reached a plea agreement in Montana 9 Judicial Court for misdemeanor unlawful possession of wildlife and was sentenced to 6 months in jail suspended.
Wow.
Along with fines and restitution totaling $3,000. And his hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges were also revoked for 2 years. But they wanted to give a kudos to the concerned citizen that mm-hmm. called and mentioned that for that case.
You bet. All right. That's what it's all about. Well, when you're out and about, you see something like that, and if you value the tradition that we have here in Missoula of ethical hunting and fishing, give the game warden a call and let them know what's going on, and you will have the opportunity to help make Montana a better place for everybody in the outdoors.
We have Tom on the line.
Hey, Tom, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, you guys. I haven't talked to you in a while. I'm just curious. I haven't been in Missoula for, too often, but I've been in Montana for 20 years and lived down in the Bitterroot. Is there any possibility or some information you guys could give about having a bypass of Reserve Street? So I'm just going to hang up. Well, I don't know if,
I'm agree.
Not a native Montana.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, as you come up 93, you're there by Fred's Appliance. Is there a way to, cut through there to get up to 90 or, at least up to where Home Depot and Costco and all that is? I have no idea. I just posing that question there today. So,
well,
anyway.
I think it's a great question because on Reserve Street, Friday afternoon or Saturday, going out to Costco on Reserve Street.
Saturday, yeah. Try every day.
Every day, yeah.
There's no good time on Reserve.
Just take your lunch, because,
We literally time it if we're going to go to Costco from down here in Corvallis to try to miss the morning rush and get there and then get out. And then you got to worry about nothing against school buses, but if you're there at the wrong time and the school buses at Mullen Road, it's a nightmare, you know. So anyway, that's all I got today. You guys have a wonderful weekend. I don't call very often, but I listen every day. So
well, thanks, Tom. I will say too, Mullen was closed for construction yesterday, so there was no turning left from Reserve or turning right down that street. And so Reserve was backed up, not terribly yesterday, but yeah, for most of it. And then people were, if they were wondering what was going on, then they got to the intersection, were like, oh, okay. So I think that's done today, though.
And every time there is construction or even painting lines on Reserve Street, right? It's such a much used corridor, and you have to have a strategy to be
well. And that intersection is the most dangerous in the state.
I mean,
just statistically. So yeah.
Missoula, I should say, Reserve and Mullen is the most dangerous intersection in the state of Montana. And yeah, so we're going to come right back. 721-1290 is our number. Harry's waiting. We're going to come right back with him and you as well on Talk Back. Another 8 minutes left. Give us a call, 406-721-1290. Talk Backers.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible, with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, we're back on Talk Back. Open Phones continues for another few minutes till the top of the hour anyway. And who do we have next, Nick?
Arnie.
Good morning, Arnie. You're on Talk Back. What's on your mind, please, sir?
Well, I was just listening to the guy on about how dirty the coal is. When I was a kid and them coal engines were going up and down the line and the black smoke was just blowing out of them like crazy. And anyway, they were hauling coal. That dust was all over that place. It was nasty then, but they washed that coal and put oil on it. You see them coal trains going down the track. They don't have all that dirt on them. And the coal, the ash can be used on fields to can help kill cutworms and stuff like that on the crops. The windmills, they can't dispose of them. They got to bury them, and they won't go away. I mean, and when the wind ain't blowing, you ain't got no power. So them coal generators are absolutely needed in case things go, because when it's 30 below, the wind usually ain't blowing.
Right.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Good to have you on. And I believe Chris is next from Columbia Falls. Chris, good morning, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is a good argument for, for the Budget Impoundment Control Act. That we have a chief executive now. He can pass anything he wants, and basically, in the past, that's the way it's been, and that's why the budget keeps going up and up and up and up and up. So that's why you don't get a break in your property tax. You know, when I moved here, it probably was a hundred and a half or something like that, and I just paid $1,800. You know what I mean? So if you don't fix this, if you can't fix this and let Trump prove the fact that helping with the coal thing, I don't have much faith in much of the other reserves. But you know, we had coal, so that was the thing that we used our energy by. You know, so if it's legit, kudos. You know, so. You can't allow this thing just to keep continuing going from what it used to be to what it is. We're going to get, if we help subsidize and help the logging industry back, are they going to start paying, for the schools again, which was part of the system in Montana? Where, you had you know, if they use it, then they pay for it. No, what they do, they end up buying it from Canada. Who subsidizes logging? You know, we didn't do that. So, I mean, you know, if you don't get a hold of these things, you know, it'll exceed your income, your upkeep, your downfall. It's going to bite us good, period.
Sir, thank you.
So I don't understand, what's wrong with people. They don't seem to understand that Budget Impoundment Control Act was a bad thing.
All right.
The chief executive, he can do whatever he wants in any mood, no matter who he is in office.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. We got about 3 minutes left in our time together. Skip is next. Hey, Skip, good morning. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you, Peter. You know, I listened to most of this morning's broadcast with all these different people calling in. It's kind of nice to not have to be talking about all the specifics about the elections after all that they're over. And to people start bringing up issues that we need to start wrapping our brains around, it's kind of nice. And the whole family of people that normally call in, whether it's elections or not, are all calling in. And it's a nice mixture of learning all the historical things sometimes, like about coal and things like that. But I was going to ask you, how many years has it been since we had an anniversary of how many years Peter Christian's been in media? And hasn't it been about 5 years? And maybe it's a good time for a get-together.
Well, I had my 50th several years ago, so yeah.
Well, I was there, but I was wondering, when are we going to have like a...
Go ahead, Nick.
I just said, I think it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Is that all? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we got to start planning for a 55th or something, you know. And everybody can show up, and we can all see each other face-to-face.
We got to celebrate Nick next time.
No, thank you. I will not get to 50. I can promise you that.
But anyway, thanks for having something we can all get together in the morning and get straightforward and no nonsense and easy to understand. And so have a nice weekend. And if you're going to go play golf this weekend, watch out. Nick might be out there. So I'll talk to you later. Thank you, sir.
Well, if you're going to be afraid of me. I'm the one that miss hits all the time. So.
Four? Yeah.
Yeah. How many did you hit? Four? No. All right. We're about a minute left in our time together. No time to take any more calls. But I just want to say thanks to everybody. And of course, thanks to the folks from City Talk. We appreciate them being with us today. What's coming up on Monday, sir?
We will do open phones for the first hour, and then the second hour will be joined by Patrick Barkey. He's the Director Emeritus at the Bureau of Business and Economic Research. He served there as director from 08 to 24, retired in June of 25, and he's been involved with economic forecasting and policy research for more than 30 years in both private and public sectors. So we are very excited. He's a regular guest of ours. We try to get him on once a month, and we'll talk Montana economy.
You got it. All right. Again, thanks to everybody for being with us today. And for the folks from City Talk, thank you to them as well. Get out there and make it a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday morning bright and early at 8 o'clock right here on the Montana Talks Radio Network.